Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
In war, perception can be as powerful as weaponry. And right now, the perception battle is tilting dangerously against Israel. Images of starving children, aid gone wrong, and headlines that rarely even mention Hamas have fueled a global narrative that frames Israel as the aggressor. How much of this is organic? How much of this is as a result of strategic psychological warfare? To unpack this, we're joined by Dr. Ron Schleifer, leading researcher in psychological operations and warfare, who's been studying the mechanics of propaganda long before it became popular. Dr. Ron Schleifer, good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How has the imagery and discourse around starvation in Gaza been weaponized as the psychological tool?
Well, I think you almost answered the question yourself. It is it's a strategical level. It, like many other sales pitches, it looks like it was improvised yesterday, but it is a very long-term operation, and involving many factors, social media, the old media outlets, a political movement, organizational effort. It's a huge, huge, well-orchestrated operation, which only begs the question why Israel is not equipped to deal with that. But this is the ancient question of why Israeli Hasbara is so bad, which we dealt with since the early 70s. But we are, but it's definitely, I can see the mechanisms of a well-orchestrated operation, and it works. So now it is about recognizing a Palestinian state. So people say, so what? The Palestinians have no prerequisites for according to international law. But people don't realize the power of propaganda. Israel and the Jewish people are concerned about the truth. You don't know the story, so let me tell you the story.
Right.
But modern world is not about the truth. It's about the image and about feeling and about emotions. And it doesn't matter that the starving baby, one baby, which the whole world has learned to know, and to fear, is actually a sick baby with cystic fibrosis, and it's been long already brought to Italy for treatment. But it doesn't matter what the true story means. It's there is no starvation in Gaza. If there is any starvation, famine in Gaza, it's inside the tunnels of the Israeli hostages.
Well, I was just going to say to you, the Islamic Jihad, I think it was last night, aired a video of the hostage Rom Braslavsky.
Yeah.
And to look at that is to see horror. You see a person who's been deliberately starved for nearly 2 years, and that image, so far, I have not seen on any media channels outside of Israel, or outside of Jewish channels. That tells me that there's something very, very deliberate here.
Yes, yes. Sinwar, Yahya Sinwar himself, ordered this measure of starving the hostages, but it backfired when the Hamas published sent out the video, and Israel fearful for same Holocaust images all over again.
Yes.
So now they are moving towards like somewhere in between. He needs to be starved for image-wise, of course. He needs to look like there is no food because nobody has any food, but not too much because that will enrage Israel. He is not a walking skeleton on one hand, but on the other hand, he's completely without energy and is lying on the floor crying. The Islamic Jihad is running a risk here, because that might enrage the IDF and give the Israeli head chief of staff and the prime minister the go ahead for a total attack on Gaza, an all out attack on Gaza. But at the same time, it would give enough energy to the hostages forum, and they will see how much they're suffering, and it's all because of the of Netanyahu and his government, who don't do anything in order to lighten the suffering of the hostages. So that's a risk they're taking, and the future will tell which part of the scale is going to be tipped. It's either an Israeli all-out attack, or it's an all-out deal, so to speak, or surrender on Israelis' behalf in order to get the living hostages back in one go, which I'm very doubtful this is going to happen. Hamas has announced yesterday that it is disconnect any negotiations and the Witkoff arrival to the state is completely useless and a waste of time, which is a negotiation strategy which the Hamas and other extreme Islamist movements are very capable of because of sort of inverted what's it called? Racism. That racism of low expectations. They can do that, but a civilized nation cannot do that. And by that, Israel is harmed, and its hands are tied behind its back in trying to release the hostages. So we don't resort to this kind of thing. We don't do that. We don't do this kind of thing. We don't starve the Nukba. Prisoners that are in our custody, etc. So that leaves us in a very fragile position that we cannot actually continue with freeing the hostages. On the other hand, then we are tied up politically with the declaration of Palestinian independence. And that could be only the first domino piece that might fall. Well, how about expelling Israel from any other international forum, etc.?
Very, very real concern, Dr. Ron Schleifer. I do need to leave it there as we go to ads and news headlines. Dr. Ron Schleifer, researcher on psychological warfare, talking about the untenable and really deeply, deeply concerning situation around the propaganda and use of psychological warfare.